Well, we've got Matt Miller here. He is the critic and pop culture editor at onmilwaukee.com at 8:51. So, Matt, how many hours have you spent at Summerfest this past week?
Well, if you would ask my knees, too many. It's been really fun, though. I've been down there all three nights. I reviewed Griffin and Sophie Tucker, two EDM acts, at the Miller Lite Oasis stage. I reviewed them for On Milwaukee, both. Really strong performances. I think if you were an EDM fan...
Okay, stop right there. What is EDM?
Electronic dance music.
Ah, okay. Well, so, all right, so if it's electronic dance music, nobody's singing or playing an instrument, right?
Well, that's kind of the cliche of EDM, is that, you know, it's a dude who goes on stage and he pulls out his laptop and, you know, hits play and fist bumps and tells the crowd to get pumped up.
That sounds like what Paris Hilton does.
That's a little bit of a cliche, but it seems really clear that they're trying to do more with EDM live shows. In the case of Griffin, you know, during the show, he would oftentimes bust out a guitar and actually play alongside his beats. He even pulled out a drum machine at some point and put together the beats of the song in front of the crowd. And in the case of Sophie Tucker, it was practically a actual pop show. I mean, they were playing the guitar and singing along, but there were backup dancers too. It was really a full show, not just the, you know, lasers and lights and steam cannons. I do think they're trying to make EDM less of the cliche and more of a genuine music performance.
Okay, so how did the crowd react to all this?
Oh, they had a great time. In both of those cases, obviously those are younger shows, and they played really well. And then last night I went to something completely different. I went to Noah Kahan, who is a very popular kind of folk singer-songwriter right now. And that show was massive, a really huge turnout for that show. Really, really massive turnout for a show that I think, you know, in the past with Summerfest shows, we've had Imagine Dragons and Lizzo and Walk the Moon, and those are, you know, big, rollicking, dance-happy shows. It's like, obviously, those are going to draw a big audience. This is more subdued. This was, you know, more kind of like folk singer-songwriter stuff, but the crowd ate it up, and it was a really tremendous performance, really great musicality, honesty, a little on the short side maybe at coming in at just 70 minutes, but honestly, after 3 days of being down at Summerfest back-to-back-to-back, I think my feet and knees appreciated the shorter set.
Well, at least the weather's been pretty good.
The weather's been gorgeous down there. It's been 70s. It was a nice breeze last night, but not too chilly. It's really been a perfect opening weekend for Summerfest, and hopefully weeks 2 and 3 follow suit.
Now, have you tried any of the food?
I've tried a little bit of the food, not much of the new stuff yet. I tend to have I always got to go for that Saz's sampler platter. Is it even Summerfest if you don't have the Saz's sampler platter?
Of course.
But yeah, there's been a lot of really interesting stuff. I know Lori Frederick at On Milwaukee wrote up all the new kind of dishes there, and I know Nashville North has a stand there now. They've really done a good job of kind of amping up the food situation at Summerfest. Obviously, it's not the level of creativity as, say, the State Fair. Most places cannot reach the creativity of the State Fair. But I do think they're doing a good job of bringing more different alcohols, more different drinks, more different foods and beverages, all sorts of new stuff to the grounds to make it, you know, more interesting, even if you're not seeing someone there.
You intrigued me when you said more different alcohol.
Oh yeah, I mean they've got a craft cocktail lounge now. They've got a craft beer lounge at the former Water Street Brewery space. I mean, I feel like just even over the last 10 years, there was a phase where the only thing remotely close to a craft beer you could find down there was Summer Shandy from Leinenkugel's. Mm-hmm. And now they've got a lot more Leinenkugel's. They've got some other kind of craft beers. They've got seltzers, and they've got Simply Spiked Lemonade, which I will just say is a big summer hit around these parts for me. I probably should stop reviewing the alcohol at Summerfest. People are going to start thinking I have a problem.
Yeah, but I mean, it's part of what you do down there. You grab your favorite beverage, and then you listen to the bands. I mean, that's all part of the experience. All right, so you didn't mention James Taylor and Sheryl Crow, did you happen to stop by that stage?
I did not. They were not on my list. I will say we will have a review from one of our contributors on Milwaukee, but I was not there for that one. I I think I would like to see James Taylor at some point. I don't know if a outdoor music festival is the place I would want to, just because he is a much more kind of subdued, laid back performer. And that's not a, those are not derogatory things. That's just, you know, it's venue versus artist. And sometimes I did see Sheryl Crow at the Outlaw Music Festival, I believe 5 years ago, mm-hmm. or even just actually just 2 years ago, because she was wearing the Milwaukee Bucks jersey.
Exactly.
She was really great. I wonder if she'll still be a Bucks fan if we trade Chris Middleton, if Chris Middleton goes elsewhere. Well, that's a concern.
Yeah, well, you know, we got to wait and see on that one. All right, now, coming up, you've got a couple days to recover. And I know you're going to be back out on the Summerfest grounds on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So what are you planning to see this week?
Yeah, so this week I'm very excited. We've got Coi Leray on Thursday, who is kind of an up-and-coming top 40 pop star, rap star. She's got a song out called Players right now that has been very popular. And then Friday is one of the most interesting shows of Summerfest, which is Odessa, another EDM act at the Amp, which is not really kind of a venue I would expect a lot of EDM at. You kind of
and again, that's electronic dance music, where nobody's
music,
really playing anything but a computer. But go ahead.
Well, no, they're, like I said, there's actual music. There's musicality involved in it. But what I'm really excited about is Odessa has come globally famous for these really impressive technical light shows, laser. Like, they really put on quite the show, so much so that, it like I said, it's become a nationwide thing. And I'm very excited to see this first person and to see if, you know, if it lives up to the hype of this, you know, grandiose light show, this grandiose live performance that has turned them into some of the biggest acts around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any live musicians going to be there that you're looking forward to next week?
I believe so.
All
like
right.
I believe
you're really
so.
Into this EDM thing, Matt. I'm surprised.
There's some of the more interesting acts. I mean, I'm also doing Imagine Dragons and AJR.
Oh, well, okay.
And I would also be doing, you know, Lord Huron as well. But, you know, it's a summer festival, and summer festivals are kind of about that kind of really energetic energy performances. And I think that's what I'm kind of drawn to this year, I guess.
All right. Real quick, J-Law, Jennifer Lawrence, has a new film out that's getting a little bit of controversy around it. Have you seen that one yet?
I haven't gotten to see it yet because of this annoying, you know, world's biggest festival I've had to be reviewing. But I've heard really interesting things, and it seems like it's doing fairly well at the box office. It's a hard R-rated comedy, which we don't really get many comedies in theaters right now, much less hard R-rated ones. I think there's a little bit of hope that this one can perform well and give hope to the idea that, you know, audiences want to laugh in theaters again. Because there just hasn't been a lot of evidence of that in recent years. Even pre-pandemic, people weren't really seeing comedies on the big screen. There's a reason why Adam Sandler and Melissa McCarthy kind of went to Netflix to make
There's a reason Adam Sandler and Melissa McCarthy went to Netflix is nobody went to the theater to see them because they're not funny.
Well, people saw not funny movies before in droves, too.
Hey, listen, Matt, we've got to move on. We will be talking to you next week about the summer. Maybe you'll get to see, you know, somebody like Imagine Dragons who actually plays an instrument. I look forward to that. But in the meantime, you can follow Matt and all of his reviews at onmilwaukee.com. Thanks, Matt.